The Sporting Edge on Tip FM. Funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee. Tipperary's Tip
FM. So I'm delighted to say joining me on the line now on this week's edition of The Sporting Edge is Ireland professional rugby player and feathered native Dorothy Wall. Dorothy, great to have you on. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Paul. Delighted to be on a show from home rather than the rest of that would be here. So, yeah, it's great to be on.
Yeah, no, great to have you. And so much to talk through. As I mentioned, you're a professional rugby player with Ireland. You have the Six Nations coming up in the weekend after. So it's getting to be a very busy time. But if we just start with yourself, I believe you're still only 23 years of age, but you've been a professional with Ireland for the last couple of years and in with Ireland for since back in 2019. But just tell us about your story in rugby and how you got involved in the sport, first of all, growing up in Feathered.
Yeah, I would have played a lot of basketball with my school, Prowse Thurles, and rode horses too as part of the Tipperary Pony Club. That was kind of my childhood up until I was 16 really, and my family, I have three brothers as well, they'd all be very active and we all played loads of sports and kept our parents on the road. They were kind of taxi drivers, to be honest, growing up. I don't know how they did it, but I was down at Feather Rugby Club one night and Polly Murphy said, oh, you'll give it a go. I'd been watching my brothers for a few years and my dad coached and stuff, and I suppose I just had other interests with the horses, and I was like, yeah, I'll come down and give it a go. And yeah, that was it. And I played with Feathered and then Munster underage, Irish underage sevens, and moved up to Dublin, played sevens for a while, played at Munster, and then got into the 15th team.
Yeah, God, it's a very very sharp uptick. And you're saying you only kind of really got started in the game at 15 or 16. And if you fast forward 3 years later, you're in with Ireland. So that must have been a very steep kind of learning curve into the sport. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, geez, I suppose that is. I haven't actually thought about it in terms of a 3-year thing. But yeah, it was. Now, I definitely didn't know everything at 19 or 20. But I enjoyed it a lot and it gave me a real sense of purpose. And it's been probably the biggest learning curve for me over the past few years. And it's brought great highs and obviously the lowest of lows. So it's been great. And it's really exciting coming into this campaign as well.
And when you got started in Feathered, like how big was women's rugby at the time? Was there many options around the place at that time?
It was kind of on that upward trajectory, I think, when I started. Polly Murphy in Feathered, she recently won an award with IRFU, and she does huge work for the women's game at grassroots level. And everyone in Feathered, they did a huge amount of work to have the girls there, and I'd train a Friday night same time as my brothers. We'd all come back filthy, covered in muck, and there was a good few girls there, and we joined up with various clubs if we couldn't field or whatever. And then there was Munster, there was Ireland. I was aware of all the players, the senior players for the women's team and stuff like that. So it was in a good place, I think, when I started. Now it's only gotten better since then, but it was certainly in a good place then.
Yeah, no, it definitely has kind of shot up in popularity in the last couple of years. And a lot to that, as well as with the success of the Sevens, who are heading to the Olympics this year. But you, I believe, started out with the Ireland Sevens before transitioning over to the full 15.
Yeah, there's I was in Sevens when I was 18. Now, I don't know if I was really going to make it as a Sevens player, to be honest, but I was contracted, and I think there was a joke at the first time that I was the first professionally contracted 15th player in the Sevens program. But it gave me a great base of learning what it is to be high performance in the gym. I kind of grew my gym age from when I was a lot younger, and I learned what hard work really is, because that's a really tough game. My fitness and my gym and everything, and just learning how to be there 4 days a week. And I wasn't getting selected, so it was definitely a mentally test. There was a stage probably in my first 2 years of being in there where I wasn't playing 15s at all, and I was just playing sevens, and I was definitely not sure where I was going with it all. And I was having conversations with my mother, being like, geez, do I really want to play this sport? And just stuff like that in the early years.
Yeah.
But I kicked on anyway, and then the next year, so I was in the 15 team, and that was, I felt I kind of had found where I belonged.
Yeah, and God, that must have been a difficult time, as you were saying, because you probably, as you said, you might have known in the back of your head, well, am I going to make it as a sevens player? But you're not playing 15s at the time, but you're in there training, getting all the experience with the sevens. But, you know, as a young, you know, competitive, ambitious person, you want to be playing the game. So that must have been a difficult period.
Yeah, I just didn't really know what to be adding. You know, sevens, it's rugby, but it's very different rugby. Like, I obviously play second row now, and it's just a completely different game from playing second row to playing sevens. Like, it's just worlds apart. Like, you know, some of the core skills do cross over, but no, it was, I just needed to get my teeth into something else to make me kind of realise myself worth in different ways, because I'm more of a, I'm a physical athlete. Like, that's how I play. I'm physical, I'm aggressive. You know, I'm not as quick as the sevens girls I was training against. So that was kind of probably a bit, you know, that kind of probably got me day to day, that my super strength wasn't really on show in those training sessions. But I got over it anyway. I suppose that's kind of part of life, isn't it? Realising that, you know, you may have to fail at one thing to find another that suits you.
Yeah, well, rugby is definitely the ultimate sport for that, especially 15s, in terms of every sort of player. There's some different positions for everyone. But like, looking at yourself, like, the, you as you mentioned, you signed the professional contract with the sevens originally, but then with the 15s a couple of years later. Like, becoming a professional athlete, and before it even got to that, when was the point you thought, right, this is something I want to pursue further than just maybe, you know, when you were down and feathered and things like that? This is something you really want to kind of go after.
I think it was when I first got into it, that, like, when I played for Munster, I clearly remember those summers playing for Munster and how seriously I took it. And I didn't have all the knowledge at all around gym and running, but whatever I was doing, I did to my utmost around my diet. And yeah, I was just obsessed with it, like, because I really loved it, and it made me feel good. And yeah, it probably would have been when I was 16 or 17 playing for Munster. And that was when I felt that real drive of, I want to kick on now and play for Ireland in a serious way. And yeah, I kind of have kept that over the years.
So October 2019, you got kind of called into the 15 setup, made your debut for Ireland in the Six Nations in 2020. Just talk to us about that moment, kind of making your debut with Ireland, still at such a very young age at the time. It must have been a great kind of thrill, I suppose.
Yeah, I was on the bench, and it's actually, obviously I wasn't going to start, like, my first cap, but being on the bench is, it's funny, because I was so invested in the game with adrenaline and watching everything and being so, I wasn't even nervous. I was just ready to go out there and do something, that I had exhausted myself by halftime. Like, I was like, Jesus Christ, how am I going to come on at all? But they gave me a load of gels and stuff, and actually Ciara Griffin, the former Irish captain, she actually was sick. Like, she got food poisoning. So I had to come on halftime for the captain, which was more minutes than they wanted to give me. And also, you know, she's a big person to be losing off the pitch.
But yeah,
it was good. Like, I made my tackles, I carried, I didn't do anything exceptional, I didn't do anything terrible. And we always say, like, in camp, that, you know, first cap is a real thing for that person to enjoy, and it's the rest of the team's job to make sure that that's the case, and that they, you know, it's their first cap, you can never take it away from them. And, you know, I was definitely a much more raw athlete in terms of my rugby IQ back then, but I did my job, and it was great to have my family there, my grandmother, parents, a lot of friends from college, and different. Like, there was a big cheer to me when I came on, and yeah, it was a very fond memories of Energia Park and playing there, and that's when I first got capped. So yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'd say you never forget something like that. But that was the 2020 campaign. In 2022, then the IRFU set up the professional, the 15s kind of set up with the professional contracts going out. Yourself and Maeve O'Leary, another tip woman, was named in that, getting the professional contracts. It's kind of nearly 2 years since that. How has that kind of changed? I'd imagine your kind of life changed a lot since then, probably.
Yeah, I was actually contracted for a long time, and so I was very much used to the schedule of it. Now, the period that I wasn't contracted for, it kind of gave me a chance to focus on college and get a good chunk of that done. I'm studying radiography, so there's a lot of placement that needs to be done, and
yeah,
modules and stuff. So when I was off, when I wasn't contracted, I definitely had, there was more leniency in terms of, you know, having my own routine with the library and getting to college and stuff. So it was advantageous in some ways not being contracted, but, you know, they've made allowances for me with certain aspects of college, and it's obviously great to be in there every day and getting like the rugby exposure and having a ball in your hands, and then, you know, gym fitness and becoming robust before a competition like this is very important as well.
Yeah, 100%. And you mentioned there you're a radiographer student up in UCD, I believe. That's a lot of balancing going on there, I'd imagine. Are you nearly finished that course? Is it near the home straight? It probably is kind of tough juggling the two.
Yeah, it has been tough. I get a lot of support from Rugby Players Ireland, but there's definitely been a few times being like, geez, how am I going to do this? But I'm finished in May. I have a few weeks of placement and then I'm done, thank God. So, yeah, I think my parents will be happy that I'll have the piece of paper and be on my way.
Yeah, 100%. And when you finish that, then would you be looking to kind of go into a job straight away, or would the rugby be enough to keep you going, or what way would you progress on from that?
I know I definitely want to do something else. I'm not sure if that's working in radiography or if that's doing a master's. I'm kind of currently looking into that right now, but I'll definitely tip away at something. And, you know, it's probably a good opportunity when, you know, playing professional rugby to kind of keep yourself in education and figure that out, because finding the leniency with jobs and stuff is definitely more difficult than it would be to do a part-time master's. So that's kind of something I'm considering at the moment. I'm not really sure though.
Yeah. And looking ahead now to this year's Six Nations, a tough campaign last year. You're getting the campaign underway away to France, so it's a difficult start to the campaign. But how do you kind of feel heading into this campaign? I know you're in camp at the minute. How's that going?
Yeah, it's good. We've been in camp for the last 3 weeks, and it's been very physical and a lot of learnings and meetings and stuff like that. But we've done it. Last year's Six Nations was incredibly disappointing, and, you know, there was a lot of stuff that wasn't right during that campaign. And yeah, we're all very low after it, especially with like the media backlash and knowing that, you know, there wasn't a game plan and we didn't play well, and that's not where any Irish rugby team wants to be, especially, you know, looking at the men's success and the success of former Irish women's rugby teams. But we've a new coach, Scott, and we have a new head of culture and high performance, Sean Ryan, and he's excellent. Like, they've revolutionised our culture and what we do in camp, and kind of our training identity and how we operate as a unit and how we value each other, and kind of really creating this solid foundation of people that, you know, the team is above anyone in that environment, which is really important. And I do really think it'll stand to us coming into this campaign.
Yeah, I'd imagine that's probably everything new, everything fresh like that. It's probably an exciting time to be in with the camp. You're probably looking forward to this campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, a camp is a mentally tough one as well. You don't know how you rate yourself from one week to the other. Like, one session could go your way, one couldn't. It's just kind of, you know, I talked to a mindset coach and stuff as well. It's kind of keeping yourself not too like in the red, which is like, you know, you could be anxious going into sessions. You could become like too far aggressive in sessions. It's kind of just keeping yourself in a nice medium and remembering stuff outside of it too, because camp can be quite intense, and especially around selection and stuff. But it's been good. And I think our team hasn't been selected yet, but once you've kind of done all you could in terms of your analysis, your prep, how you performed on the pitch, you know, the rest is up to the powers that be.
Well, Dorothy, we'll all here in Tipperary be keeping a very keen eye on this campaign, and we'll be wishing you and all the other Tip girls and all the team, of course, the very best of luck for this Six Nations campaign. So thanks a million for chatting to us here today.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
The Sporting Edge on Tip FM, funded by Commission Naman, with the television licence fee. Tipperary's Tip FM.